This is Wild About Utah.
There's a wise old coot who calls me up this time of year to plan to go bird spotting. I call him a coot not because he's crazy, though he is a bit, but because when you're out in the marsh and, if you're a duck, who do you flock to for company? It's not the swans or the geese, that's for sure. Too showy their lot, they think they know it all. To those who know what's actually good for them, raft up with the coots. They've got the best parties, after all. But regardless, we'll call this old coot Val, just a name picked out of a hat. I always look forward to these calls. Patrick, my boy, let's go accurately count all the starlings at the hog farm, he'll declare. That's code for, let's guess at starlings, but really look for great horned owls with thermoses full of cocoa with a kick, and engage in some, not exactly trespassing, but once we did get shot at here, while looking for birds down by the river. I like going bird spotting because it's not exactly birding and not exactly bird watching. Sure, we're watching out for birds, but it's more formal than a waterfowler's gaze, though just slightly. Our goal on these solstice forays are to identify and count the birds, for science, of course. It's also not the hyper-formal birding because we ramble around in our coot raft, and while the birds are important, the cocoa is strong, and that always makes determining the little tweeties a small riot, and we're not that quiet. We're more fun than birders. The last time we went out, we divvied up responsibilities. There was a small army of us spotters. There was Val, myself, and three others. Val drove one truck and another spotter the other. The rest of us clambered for the heating inside and were supposed to yell stop at any dark fleck we saw in the sky as we drove through the country. All but myself I'd call expert birders, and so I felt very fortunate that I could drag them into the murkiness of bird spotting. I was calling out stop at everything I saw so that we could identify it, while with naked eyes and not a book in sight, the rest could glance past to know exactly what it was and how many. Only later did I realize that it was they who were elevating me from birding to spotting themselves. It was they who cracked open the hot cocoa and laughter after all. When out of your depth, always raft with coots. Now, as you may expect, our count was perfect that year. Another record for starlings, a ferruginous hawk seent, and a few red-tailed, and even a screech owl, spotted against thick bark through thicker foliage through concrete flurries of snow, all without feeling an ear, boot, or mitt. It's good that your eyes can work even when the rest doesn't. What I learned, though, besides what a ferruginous hawk is, wasn't so much about the birds. It was that it's great fun to drive around in old trucks with coots looking for birds you don't know even exist. There are the serious benefits, like hearing the sage wisdom of elders, understanding a tradition that's gone on longer than you've been alive, and sharing the cocoa. There's also the benefits of knowing a coot, which is no less serious, but would hate to be called serious. The ability to accurately count European starlings with laughter, learn what is in that cocoa, and getting a call about this time of year in a well-practiced Irish accent that rings, Patrick, my boy, let's go count starlings at the hog farm. So, if you're out there, Val, give me a call. I know last year was a bust, but this year we've got the jabs. And definitely still bring your cocoa, but I'll bring some backup too. Also, I'll need to borrow some binoculars. I'm Patrick Kelly, and I'm Wild About Utah.